Cloak Israel, the Zohar, Parshas Vayera, Day 1. Next up from 26:8. Pasach Rabbi Shimon Yomer. Open Rabbi Shimon the discourse and said, Guru Lechem Ipnecher, be afraid for you from the sword, Ki Chema Avonos Chorev, Laman Tidun Shadun, because anger is the sins of the sword, nor you should know destruction. Shadin Ksiv, that is judgment. Guru Lechem Ipnecher, be afraid because of the sword. Man Chorev, what is the sword? Do Chorev No Chemes. This is the sword of vengeance. The Kambris, the vengeance of the covenant. Verse in Vayikra 26:25. Because, behold, this sword stands to gaze at one and falsifies the covenant. Because anyone falsifies the covenant, the vengeance is from him, is this sword, which means that there's a power in creation that will, of retribution, to right the wrong, to fix up the damage. I receive that, so it's written, Kichem avonos chorev, of course, anger, the sins of the sword. My time, but what is the reason? Well, it says this bris is like a sword. If the person doesn't guard it, so then the sword turns on him. My time, what's the reason? Begin to mandem shach of bris porish to yufta, because one who falsifies the covenant, he separates the desire. Lo notil man, the notil lo yov lasrei, he doesn't take the one he should take, he doesn't give to its place, he doesn't give into the malchus and the vessel, and he gives, and through that it goes to the other side, chas v'shalom, and this gives them power to take vengeance upon him. So it's in a spiritual process that he sets off to his sins. The holo is the gabi asri, because we call it wasn't awakened towards his place, to the malchus where it's supposed to go. Kol man denotu lei lahayris, anyone who guards it in this covenant, il garam lisar lahayris is asre, he causes to be awakened this covenant to its places. Baruch and he learned his son, those above and below are blessed. Van isar hayris lasre, who awakens this bris to its place, kadish tachu zakoin mam, when said righteous are found in the world. Because they guard the bris, and they awaken the power, its power in the world, and this brings blessing. We know from where we know this, from here to see Vagama Kimosi SPC Tam. And also I stood up, I established my covenant with them, Lassis Lem and Sarah's Canaan, to give them the land of Canaan. A Sarah's Vagorahim, the land of the third journeys. My Vagorahim, what does it mean the third journeys? What's the point of the Torah pointing this out? Gemara Tamid finds it says, Guru Lechem Nicher, be afraid for you because of this sword. Begin the Ihu Asad Ashti Mogur Ma'almak, what's the place that puts fear in the world? So Maguri Hem, word of sojournings, also comes from the same root as the word of fear. Means that the place that people are afraid in order to make sure to guard it properly. Valdor, because it's Guru Lechem Nimnechorev. That's why the verse says, be afraid for you because it's a sword. Asher Goru Va, then that they dwelled in it, they're afraid of it, means they're afraid to guard the covenant. Because they're in Egypt, they guarded the covenant. From the day that they came close to him, blessed be he, they were afraid and in fear. The person needs the fear in order to subjugate the desire and to be pure with Hashem. Second. It has high fear in order to guard his commandments. Because if this does not rest upon a person in it fear, on the head of a person, he won't be afraid of the Holy Ghost be he forever. In any of the covenants, and never have fear of Hashem. Because the main covenant commandment that includes all the other commandments is guarding the bris. So if a person has fear over there, automatically there's fear and will guard all the other commandments, and the opposite. Tavasi, come and see Beserusa de la Sata, and the awakening below, Kadisar Yisrael Gabi Kutcher Brichu, when the Israel was awakened, the Holy Ghost be he with Savchul, the Kabbalah, and screamed to him. Maxi was written, was cursed, we see, and I remember my covenant. Because in covenant is remembrance. It awakens the connection of below and above, so we see a reaction from Hashem above through this unification, and he answers our scream. Then it's awakened the desire to be bound all in one bound. Once this covenant is awakened, behold, the bond of all is awakened. Let's go as we see, and I remember my covenant, to unite in this place, that the sword unites with the Malchus, and this brings blessing to the world. Because this is the word of Israel, Hashem. Therefore, I say to Israel, I am Hashem, that I'm going to save them. And similarly, a person can awaken his own specific redemption through guarding the covenant, causes his prayers to be accepted. If Chas V'Shalom person didn't guard the bris properly, he'll go for this itself, he has to pray for. To that, he can restore it and fix it up, and then accomplish to his other tefillos.